श्री चैतन्य जय नित्यानंद जय द्वैत चंद्र जय गौर भक्त वृंद। जय जय श्री चैतन्य जय नित्यानंद जय द्वैत चंद्र जय गौर भक्त वृंद। Reading from Chaitanya Charitamrita for the appearance of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and the Chaitanya Charitamrita is okay. So I guess we should chant or do something Krishna conscious. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrindam. Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda. Mridanga, mridanga. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrindam. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Jai Mahaprabhu Ki Jai. Reading from Chaitanya Charitamrita, Adi Lila, chapter 17, starting with text 35. This ecstatic chanting was performed with the doors closed so that non-believers who came to make fun could not gain entrance. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. Chanting of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra is open to everyone. But sometimes, non-believers come to disturb the ceremony of chanting. It is indicated herein that under such circumstances, the temple doors should be closed. Only bona fide chanters should be admitted. Others should not. But when there is large-scale congregational chanting of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, we keep our temples for everyone to join. And by the grace of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, this policy has given good results. It's interesting to note that when we have festivals for the International Society for Krishna Consciousness, the idea is to chant the Maha Mantra and possibly other Vaishnav mantras, but it isn't that we are in ecstasy to dance to Muslim music or to Western, beat music. That isn't ecstasy. That is what we call, in my country, mundane. But chanting and dancing to Krishna conscious mantras, Hare Krishna mantra, Nitai Gauranga, Govinda Jai Jai, and Srila Prabhupada said, three mantras should be chanted at our events, Srila Prabhupada said. The Maha Mantra, of course, Govinda Jai Jai, and Brahma Samhita, these three mantras. Thus the non-believers almost burned to ashes and died in envy. To retaliate, they planned various ways to give trouble to Srivas Thakur. Translation. One night, while kirtan was going on inside Srivas Thakur's house, a Brahmin named Gopal Chapala, the chief of the non-believers who was talkative and very rough in his speech, placed all the paraphernalia for worshipping the goddess Durga outside Srivas Thakur's door. So we can see even in the time of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, there were Durga worshippers who would disturb the kirtan with their outbursts of Jai Ma and Ma Durga. We see even in our present day society, these so-called spiritual personalities are around. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. This Brahmin Gopal Chapala wanted to defame Srivas Thakur by proving that he was actually a Shakta, or a worshipper of Babani, the goddess Durga, but was externally posing as a Vaishnav. In Bengal, there is perpetual competition between the devotees of goddess Kali and the devotees of Lord Krishna. Generally, Bengalis, especially those who are meat-eaters and drunkards, are very much attached to worshipping the goddess Durga, Kali, Sitala and Chandi. Such devotees who are known as Shaktas or worshippers of the Shakti Tattva are always envious of Vaishnavs. Since Srivas Thakur was a well-known and respected Vaishnav in Navadvip, Gopal Chapala wanted to reduce his prestige by bringing him down to the platform of the Shaktas. Therefore, outside Srivas Thakur's door, he placed various paraphernalia for worshipping Bhavani, the wife of Lord Shiva, such as a red flower, a plantain leaf, a pot of wine, and reddish sandalwood paste. In the morning, when Srivas Thakur saw all this paraphernalia in front of his door, he called for the respectable gentlemen of the neighborhood and showed them that at night he was worshipping Bhavani. Very much sorry, these gentlemen called for a sweeper to cleanse the place and purify it by sprinkling water and cow dung there. This incident concerning Gopal Chapala is not mentioned in the Chaitanya Bhagavat. So we have to be very careful, because even in the days of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, 500 years ago in Bengal, there were these Shaktas, the Shakti Fest people, who worship Bhavani, Ma Durga. And there were Vaishnavs. But the worshippers of Durga are generally meat eaters and drunkards, even in this day. And therefore the Vaishnavas have to avoid their association as far as possible. We present our Vaishnav culture, but we don't take up their culture of Shakti worship. Text 39. On the upper portion of a plantain leaf, he placed such paraphernalia for worship as odal pool, turmeric, vermilion, red sandalwood, and rice. He placed a pot of wine beside all this, and in the morning when Srivast Thakur opened his door, he saw this paraphernalia. Srivast Thakur called for all the respectable gentlemen of all of the neighborhood and smilingly addressed them as follows. Gentlemen, every night I worship the goddess Bhavani. Since the paraphernalia for the worship is present here, now all you respectable Brahmins and members of the higher castes can understand my position. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. According to the Vedic system, there are four castes, the Brahmins, Kshatriyas, Vaishyas, and Sudras. And below them are the Panchamas, who are lower than the Sudras. The higher castes, the Brahmins, the Kshatriyas, and even the Vaishyas, were known as Brahma Sajana. The Brahmins especially were known as Sajana, or respected gentlemen who guided the entire society. If there were disputes in the village, people would approach these respectable Brahmins to settle them. Now it is very difficult to find such Brahmins and Sajanas, and thus every village and town is so disrupted that there is no peace and happiness anywhere. To revive a fully cultured civilization, the scientific division of society, the scientific division of society into Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya, and Sudra must be introduced all over the world. Unless some people are trained as Brahmins, there cannot be peace in human society. Text 43. Then all the assembled gentlemen exclaimed, "What is this? What is this? Who has performed such mischievous activities? Who is that sinful man?" They called for a sweeper, Hadi, who threw all the items of worship far away and cleansed the place by mopping it with a mixture of water and cow dung. Purport. The men in Vedic society who engage in public sanitary activities like picking up stool and sweeping the street are called Hadis. Sometimes they are untouchable, especially when engaged in their profession, yet such Hadis also have the right to become devotees. This is established by Sri Bhagavad Gita, where the Lord declares, "Mamhi Partha Vyapashrita, Yepishu Papayonaya, Striya Vaishyas Tata Sudras, Tepi Yanti Param Gitim." O Son of Pritha, those who take shelter in me, though they be of lower birth, women, Vaishyas, merchants, as well as Sudras, workers, can approach the supreme destination. Bhagavad Gita 9th chapter, verse 32. There are many untouchables of the lower caste in India, but according to Vaishnava principle, everyone is welcome to accept this Krishna consciousness movement on the spiritual platform of life and thus be freed from trouble. Equality or fraternity on the material platform is impossible. When Lord Chaitanya declares, "Trinadapi sunichena tororiva sahishnana," he indicates that one must be above the material conception of life. When one thoroughly understands that he is not the material body but a spiritual soul, he is even humbler than a man of the lower castes, for he is spiritually elevated. Such humility in which one thinks himself lower than the grass is called sunichatva, and being more tolerant than a tree is called sahishnutva, forbearance. Being situated in devotional service, not caring for the material conception of life, is called amanitvam, indifference to material respect. Yet a devotee thus situated is called manada, for he is prepared to give honor to others without hesitation. Mahatma Gandhi started the Harijan movement to purify the untouchables, but he was a failure because he thought that one could become a Harijan, a personal associate of the Lord, through some kind of material adjustment. That is not possible. Unless one fully realizes he is not the body, but a spiritual soul, there is no question of his becoming a Harijan. Those who do not follow in the footsteps of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in his disciplic succession cannot distinguish between matter and spirit, and therefore all their ideas are but a mixed-up hodgepodge of problems. They are virtually lost in the bewildering network of Maya Devi. That reminds me, we were at the home of such Mayavadi, and Naikatma Prabhu, we were going to perform kirtan at their festival, movie theater with hundreds of people, and Naikatma asked, could you please tell me, what is your philosophy? He was being very polite to our hostess. She was in charge of said Mayavadi organization. And her response is, well, Buddhism and Hinduism and a little Taoism and, you know, we like Christianity too. Wasn't that? And he said, well, what are your principles? They had juiced us some nice juice we offered to Krishna. And we were talking at the table. And she said, well, just like peace and happiness and harmony. And said, I don't really study the philosophy. It's the technique of oneness. Isn't it? When I was listening, it wasn't even a hodgepodge. There was no hodgepodge. It was nothingness. There was no philosophy. There was no, Mayavad has advanced. The oneness has advanced. That there's no philosophy, no books. They don't even have an understanding. Simply a technique. And the technique, it was interesting. It was Naikatma's first time being at the event in the movie theater in Salt Lake City. And the leader, big leader, who we knew and who likes Krishna consciousness, he invited us. He isn't allowed to talk, but he got up on the stage and sat in an asana. And he laughed hysterically for about 45 minutes, interspersed with crying. It was laughing and crying. And trust me, it was an ecstasy. And later, I saw a commercial on the television. Do you sometimes have outbursts of laughing uncontrollable? Do you sometimes have outbursts of crying? This isn't a disease that can't be helped. We can help you. And then they put up the drug. There's a drug that we can administer to you that will take rid of these outbursts of laughing and crying. And I thought, I haven't done it yet, but I thought, if they stop inviting us for kirtan in their movie theaters, that we'll send them this drug to stop the outburst of laughing and crying. This is their philosophy, laughing and crying. For no reason whatsoever. And the commercial even said, do you laugh for no reason whatsoever inappropriately? Do you cry inappropriately for no reason whatsoever? Please try such and such medicine. It can help you. Have your doctor prescribe it now. So this is the fate of the impersonalists. They've become so backwards that now they all but appear to be diseased personalities who need serious medical treatment. I was even saying at another event that we did, they had a, what do you call that, on the computer so you can all see it, from India. And they had the three wise people, two men and a woman, laughing and crying and shaking while the meditation was going on. And the meditation was vantu, vantu, vantu. And I thought that that was a mantra, Indian mantra, Mayavadi mantra. I asked one of their leaders, what is the meaning of the mantra, vantu, vantu, vantu? And they said, no, it's an Indian lady saying 1-2, 1-2, 1-2. I thought it was vantu, vantu, vantu. And the three holy people were up shaking and crying and laughing. And someone came to take them off. But we were sitting aside from everyone else. We weren't on stage yet. And Vanabhanta mentioned to the other members of the band and myself that that the nurse is bringing them back into their padded cell to lock them back up. And it actually appeared like that. They were in white, shaking, crying. And it looked like the perfect scenario. It was hilarious because I think he was correct. They were escorting them, come back with us now. You have to go back into your little rooms, their padded cells, so they don't harm themselves or each other. So this is the state of Mayavad today. Actually, we witnessed. Naikatma was there. Vanabhata Prabhu was there. We've witnessed their states of spirituality, which can be described in medical terms. I forget the exact name of the disease, but it's a very prominent, well-known disease in the medical industry. After 3 days, leprosy attacked Gopal Chapala, and blood oozed from sores all over his body. Incessantly covered with germs and insects biting him all over his body, Gopal Chapala felt unbearable pain. His entire body burned in distress. Since leprosy is an infectious disease, Gopal Chapala left the village to sit down on the bank of the Ganga, underneath the tree. One day, however, he saw Chaitanya Mahaprabhu passing by and spoke to him as follows. My dear nephew, I am your maternal uncle in our village relationship. Please see how greatly this attack of leprosy has afflicted me. As an incarnation of God, you are delivering so many fallen souls. I am also a greatly unhappy fallen soul. Kindly deliver me by your mercy. Purport. It appears that although Gopal Chapala was sinful, talkative, and insulting, he nevertheless had the qualification of simplicity. Thus, he believed Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to be the incarnation of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who had come to deliver all fallen souls. And he appealed for his own deliverance, seeking the mercy of the Lord. He did not know, however, that the deliverance of the fallen does not consist of curing their bodily diseases, although it is also a fact that when a man is delivered from the material clutches, his material bodily diseases are automatically cured. Gopal Chapala simply wanted to be delivered from the bodily sufferings of leprosy. But Sri Chaitanya, although accepting his sincere appeal, wanted to inform him of the real cause of suffering. So we see sometimes that people come forward and they're worshipers of Krishna, even. And they know the philosophy of Krishna consciousness. But they do not worship Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. They do not accept Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna himself. Such persons are not Gaudiya Vaishnavas, and their association is not to be sought after. Our Gaudiya Vaishnav Sampradaya are firm believers. Even Gopal Chapala knew that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Radha Krishna Nahi Anya. Others who do not accept Chaitanya Mahaprabhu do not understand the importance of the Sankirtan mission and the importance of that, the incarnation of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Hearing this, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared greatly angry. And in that angry mood, he spoke some words chastising him. O sinful person, envious of pure devotees, I shall not deliver you. Rather, I shall have you bitten by these germs for many millions of years. Just like sometimes we find ourselves to be overwhelmed by some disease, and devotees are praying, are saying, if you just pray and you become pure devotee, the disease will go away. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, knowing our sinful nature, wants us to suffer the complete amount that we are due. Someone told me the other day in Spanish that there's a mantra for your situation, sir. I said, please, tell me the mantra. And he told me, for all those who speak Spanish, Mala hierba nunca muere. Devotee told me, is a famous saying in South America and Mexico. And what does it mean? Weeds, bad weeds, are very, very difficult to kill. Bad weeds never die. Mala hierba nunca muere. They just suffer and cause suffering. So I accepted that, and I thought that was a great mantra. I was ready to put it on my Facebook page. I couldn't find a picture. I was looking for a picture of weeds and someone trying to kill them. But we'll put it up later. So this was the position of Gopal Chapala. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted him to suffer his lot for which he was due. Purport. We should note herein that all our sufferings in the material world, especially from disease, are due to our past sinful activities. And of all sinful activities, actions directed against the pure devotee out of sheer envy are considered extremely severe. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted Gopal Chapala to understand the cause of his suffering. Any person who disturbs a pure devotee engaged in broadcasting the holy name of the Lord is certainly punished like Gopal Chapala. This is the instruction of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. As we shall see, one who offends a pure devotee can never satisfy Chaitanya Mahaprabhu unless and until he sincerely regrets his offense and thus rectifies it. Text 52. You have made Sri Vasthakur appear to have been worshipping the goddess Bhavani. Simply for this offense, you will have to fall down into hellish life for 10 million births, purport. There are many tantric followers who practice the black art of worshipping the goddess Bhavani in a crematorium, wishing to eat meat and drink wine. Such fools also consider this Bhavani puja as good as worship of Lord Krishna in devotional service. Such abominable tantric activities as performed by so-called swamis and yogis are herein condemned, however, by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He declares that such Bhavani puja for drinking wine and eating meat quickly plunges one into hellish life. The method of worship itself is already hellish, and its results must also be hellish and nothing more. Many rascals say that whatever way one accepts, one will ultimately reach Brahman. Yet we can see from this verse how such persons reach Brahman. Brahman spreads everywhere, but appreciation of Brahman in different objects leads to different results. In Bhagavad Gita, the Lord says, Ye yatam mam prabhajyante tam stitaiva bhajami aham. I reward everyone according to surrender unto me. Bhagavad Gita 4:11. Mayavadi certainly realized Brahman in certain aspects, but realization of Brahman in the aspect of wine, women, and meat is not the same realization of Brahman that devotees achieve by chanting, dancing, and eating prasad. Mayavadi philosophers, being educated in paltry knowledge, thinking all sorts of Brahman realization one and the same, and do not consider varieties. But although Krishna is everywhere, by his inconceivable potency, he is simultaneously not everywhere. Thus, the Brahman realization of the tantric cult is not the same Brahman realization as that of pure devotees. Unless one reaches the highest point of Brahman realization, Krishna consciousness, he is punishable. All people except Krishna conscious devotees are to some proportion pasandis or demons, and thus they are punishable by the Supreme Lord, the personality of Godhead, as stated below. So herein, we're not criticizing Mayavadis and Durga worshippers and those who don't accept Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is criticizing them, and our Srila Prabhupada is criticizing them. Therefore, it's also our business to understand that it's not all one and it's not all the same. If you dance to Pasandi music, there is absolutely no spiritual benefit. But if there are Srila Prabhupada's books and Krishna Prasadam, there's great benefit. If there's an icy truck from the Pasandis, I hate to say it, and I'm sorry to say, but according to these verses, there's no benefit. There's an unbeneficial. But Krishna Prasadam, Srila Prabhupada's books, and the chanting of Vaishnav mantras traditionally done, there is great and untraditional. There is great benefit of Krishna consciousness. Here it's given. We're not saying. We're not criticizing. We're repeating Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and we're repeating Srila Prabhupada. And we should understand this thoroughly and not be confused that if I listen to the speech of some New Age healer, there'll be no benefit whatsoever. I have appeared in this incarnation to kill the demons, Pasandis, and after killing them, to preach the cult of devotional service. Purport. Lord Chaitanya's mission is the same as that of Lord Krishna, as stated in Bhagavad Gita. Yada yada hi dharmasya glanir bhavati bharata abhyutanama dharmasya tanatmanam sujamyaham pertranaya sadunam vinashaya chaduskritam dharma samstarpanartaya sambhavami yuge yuge. Whenever and wherever there is a decline in the religious practice, O descendant of Bart, in a predominant rise of irreligion, at that time I descend myself in order to deliver the pious and to annihilate the miscreants, as well as to reestablish the principles of religion. I invent myself millennium after millennium. Bhagavad Gita, 4th chapter, verse 7 and 8. As explained here, the real purpose of an incarnation of God is to kill the atheists and maintain the devotees. He does not say, like so many rascal incarnations, that both atheists and devotees are on the same platform. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, or Lord Sri Krishna, the real personality of Godhead, does not advocate such an idea. Atheists are punishable, whereas devotees are to be protected. To maintain this principle is the mission of all avatars or incarnations. One must therefore identify an incarnation by his activities, not by popular votes or mental concoctions. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave protection to devotees and killed many demons in the course of his preaching work. He specifically mentioned that the Mayavadi philosophers are the greatest demons Therefore, he warned all others not to hear the Mayavad philosophy. Mayavadi Basya Suni Lehoya Sarvanash. Simply by hearing the Mayavad interpretation of the Shastras, one is doomed. Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhya 6, text 169. This is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. This is Srila Prabhupada speaking. We are not just being cruel to our Mayavadi friends. This is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's ultimate decision. Translation. After saying this, the Lord left to take his bath in the Ganga, and that sinful man did not give up his life, but continued to suffer. Purport, it appears that an offender to a Vaishnav continues to suffer and does not give up his life. We have actually seen that a great Vaishnav aparadhi is continuously suffering so much that it is difficult for him to move, and yet he does not die. Again, mala hierba nunca muere. Translation. When Sri Chaitanya, after accepting the renounced order of life, went to Jagannath Puri and then came back to the village of Kulia, upon his return, that sinful man took shelter at the Lord's lotus feet. The Lord, being merciful to him, gave him instructions for his benefit. Purport. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur in his Anubhasya has given the following note in connection with the village Kulia. The village originally known as Kulia has developed into what is now the city of Navadweep. In various authorized books like Bhakti Ratnakar, Chaitanya Charita Mahakavya, Chaitanya Chandradaya Ratnataka, and Chaitanya Bhagwat, it is mentioned that the village Kulia is on the western side of the Ganga. Even now within the area known as Kalodweep, there is a place known as Kulahar Ganja and a place known as Kulahar Daha, both within the jurisdiction of the present municipality of Navadweep. In the time of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, there were two villages named Kulia and Pahadapur on the western side of the Ganga, both belonging to the jurisdiction of Bahiradweep. At that time, the place on the eastern side of the Ganga was now known as Antardweep, was known as Navadweep. At Sri Mayapur, that place is still known as Dwiparamat. There is another place of the name Kulia near Kanjadapada, but it is not the same Kulia mentioned here. It cannot be accepted as Aparadi Banjanera Pata, or the place where the offense was excused, for that occurred in the above-mentioned Kulia on the western side of the Ganga. For business reasons, many envious persons oppose excavation of the real place, and sometimes they advertise unauthorized places as the authorized ones. Translation. You have committed an offense at the lotus feet of Srivas Thakur, the Lord said. First you must go there and beg for his mercy, and then if he gives you his blessing and you do not commit such sins again, you will be freed from these reactions. Then the Brahmin, Gopal Chapla, went to Srivas Thakur and took shelter at his lotus feet, and by Srivas Thakur's mercy, he was freed of all sinful reactions. After another Brahmin also came to see the kirtan performance, but the door was closed and he could not enter the hall. He returned home with an unhappy mind, but on the next day, he met Lord Chaitanya on the bank of the Ganga and spoke to him. Then the Brahmin was expert in talking harshly and cursing others. Thus he broke his sacred thread and declared, I shall now curse you, and your behavior has greatly aggrieved me for your behavior. The Brahmin cursed the Lord, you shall be bereft of all material happiness. When the Lord heard this, he felt great jubilation within himself. Any faithful person who hears of the Brahmin's cursing Lord Chaitanya is delivered from all Brahminical curses. Purport. One should know with firm conviction that the Lord, being transcendental, is never subject to any curse or benediction. Only ordinary living entities are subjected to curses and the punishments of Yamaraj. As the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is beyond such punishments and benedictions. When one understands this fact with faith and love, he personally becomes free from all curses uttered by Brahmins or anyone else. This incident is not mentioned in Chaitanya Bhagavat. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ki. Anybody has any question or quick discussion? I think we're right at the buzzer. Anyone? I don't see any hands. All glories to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. After class.
Thank you. लक्ष्मी सहस्र सरसं ब्रह्म सेव्यमानं गोविंद मारि पुरुषं भजामि वेणुं वनन्दम अरविंद तुलायताक्षं वारावतं सुमसितं गुरुसुन्दरंगं गंधर्व कौटि कमलीय विशेष शोभं गोविंद मारि पुरुषं भजामि आलोल चंद्र गलसाध्यमाल्य वंशी रत्नांगनं वनैके कला विलाशं श्यामं दिवंगलवितं यता प्रकाशं गोविंद मारि पुरुषं तमहं भजामि पंजान्यास सिगलेंद्रिय वृत्तिमंति पश्यन्ति पंडिकलयं चिरं जिगन्ति आनंदितमय स्वरूज्वल विग्रहस्य गोविंद मारि पुरुषं तमहं भजामि अद्वैतम अच्युतम अनादिनंत रूपं आद्यं पुराण पुरुषं नवयोगनं च वेदेषु दुर्लभमात्मभक्तो गोविंद मारि पुरुषं तमहं भजामि पन्थास्तु कौति सर्वत्सर संभ्रगाम्यो वायोरतापि मनसो विपुङ्गवानम् सोऽप्यास्ति यात्रा परसिंह्यवचिन्त्यताद्वे गोविंद मारि पुरुषं तमहं भजामि एकोऽपि सौरचयितुं जगदन्तकोटिं यश्चाप्तिरासि जगदन्तछायायरन्ता अन्धन्तरष्टपरमानुचयन्तरष्टं गोविंद मारि पुरुषं तमहं भजामि यद्भावभावभावोऽनुजस्तथैव सम्प्राप्य रूपमहिमाश्रयानभूषा शुक्तायमेव निगमाप्रचिताष्टुभन्ति गोविंद मारि पुरुषं तमहं भजामि आनन्दचिन्मय रसाप्रतिभाविताभिर्य एव निरूपकलाभिरुपतया कलाभिः गोलोक एव निरतचिलात्मभूतो गोविंद मारि पुरुषं तमहं भजामि प्रेमञ्जनाचुरितभक्तिविलोचनेन शन्ताशरैव हृदयेषु विलोकयन्ति यं श्यामसुन्दरमचिन्त्यगुणस्वरूपं गोविंद मारि पुरुषं तमहं भजामि रामारिमूर्तिशुकला नियमेन तिष्ठन् नानावतारमकरोद्विनेषु किन्तु कृष्णः स्वयं समभवत् परमापुमन्यो गोविंद मारि पुरुषं तमहं भजामि यस्य प्रभाप्रभवतो जगदन्धकोटि कोटीश्वशेषवसुधारि विभूतिभिनां तद्ब्रह्मनिष्कलमनन्तमशेषभूतं गोविंद मारि पुरुषं तमहं भजामि माया हि यस्य जगदन्धसुतानि सूते त्रैगुण्यताभिषयदेवितायमाना षड्वावलम्बि परसत्त्वमीशुजसत्त्वं गोविंद मारि पुरुषं तमहं भजामि आनन्दचिन्मय रसत्मतयामनाशु यः प्राणिनं प्रतिफलं स्मृतामुपेत्य लीलायितेन भुवनानि चयच्चजस्रं गोविंद मारि पुरुषं तमहं भजामि गोलोकनाम्नि निजदाम्नि चलै च तास्य देवी महर्षि हरिदे दामशु तेषु तेषु ते ते प्रभावनिचया विहिताश्च येन गोविंद मारि पुरुषं